Welcome to the Go to Rim podcast. We're your hosts, Sophia Garcia and Tascan Arisha. And joining us today, we have Mr. Derek Zinzer.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today on our podcast. Could you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. So I created a nonprofit. I lost my father to cancer on New Year's Day in 2009. And from that loss, created a nonprofit organization called Mascots for a Cure that was about childhood cancer. I currently live in Scottsdale, Arizona. I moved out here for nursing school. I would love to be a pediatric oncology nurse. And then also to finish writing my first book, my children's book, Sir Roland's Big Adventure.
So could you tell us a little about your nonprofit organization, Mascots for a Cure?
Yeah. So I first volunteered at the Relay for Life in Eugene, Oregon. At the time, it was the third largest Relay for Life in the world out of 6,400 relays. And I volunteered as the entertainment chair. So through volunteering, I had reached out to Mascots just to add some kind of fun factor to the Relay for Life. And it was a huge hit. So the next year, it's kind of spurred on Mascots for a Cure. That's kind of how I was born. And then the next year, we went for a Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of mascots in one location. So the record was held in Germany for 166, and we had that year 161. So we barely missed it by five. But it got big news there in Oregon and national news, and it just kind of grew from there. So we did over 95, I believe, hospital visits over the first 5 years of the nonprofit existence. And just met some really amazing families and kids and made, you know, a small impact, but in my own way.
So what inspired you to write Sir Ronald's Big Adventure?
Sure. It's really through those visits, getting to know some of these families from all over the nation. These kids are so inspirational. They're stronger than I think any adult that I've ever met. So I really spurred it on through them and meeting these children. And it's just something that God put on my heart back in 2018, just kind of gave me an opportunity to really know what I wanted to write about and what the story would be about, featuring these 13 children that are real children that I've worked with from doing hospital visits from all over the nation.
So what were some of the goals that you wanted to achieve while writing this book? And were there any difficulties while achieving that?
Some of the goals were just to really provide hope, joy, and love to these children who are part of the book. And then also to any child, whether they have a diagnosis of cancer or not, could provide hope, joy, and love to them. It's really quite the process. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I wasn't an author before. It was just a bucket list item and something that God put on my heart. So I just followed through with that. The hurdles were quite a few as far as, you know, finding help to be able to find somebody to do the illustrations, to finding someone to try to write the foreword, to just finding the finances to write it. It's expensive to find that. And then even the publisher as well, finding a good publisher to take on the project and help me out through that. So lots of challenges throughout the way, throughout the process of writing the book and getting it published and getting it marketed and out there. But it's been a fun and just never really gave up on it. So it's really the attitude these children have as far as never giving up and always fighting and always being a warrior really inspired me to never give up on this book.
So I think you mentioned that your visits inspired you writing the book. So were your characters inspired by people that you visited, or like how did you come up with the characters in a different way?
Yeah, so the characters were inspired by these children. What's neat about the book and different, I don't think there's any other book out there that's like this, are the children came up with their own characters. So they created their own character. So I reached out to the kids and to the families, and they came up with their own cancer fighting name, Superhero Power, and Spirit Animal. The colors of the characters are their own favorite colors. Their superhero power, they're all creative and different. I mean, you can imagine what children's imaginations are like. They're goofy, they're out there, they're above and beyond, they dream big. So it's really these kids created their own character.
So you mentioned how these children, they were able to create unique superhero powers. What significance do you feel these superpowers play in your book, and how did you come up with these individuals?
Yeah, so it's the same thing. The kids came up with their own superpowers from a smile that's so bright that ends up blinding the dragon, which is the form of cancer, in the form of a cancer, to contagious laugh, spreading joy, rainbow shooting out of a unicorn's horn. Like they came up with their own stuff, and I just kind of wrote the book around those characters. The significance is that they could see themselves as a superhero because they truly are, just in obviously a kid form and a human form. But the significance is just being able to allow them to have a voice through their own characters that they developed, and just really holding on to hope and love and joy and knowing that they're not alone in this fight.
So, what made you choose to portray cancer as Reknak, the terrible dragon?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I knew that it was going to be medieval, and I knew that there was, mascots for a cure. We had knighting ceremonies, what we called knighting ceremonies. So I knew that it'd be a medieval theme going through different fantasy lands. And, with medieval comes dragons. And so that was an instant, something that's kind of scary and out there and puts fear in the people of the kingdom. But they need heroes to be able to defeat that and slay that dragon, so that they could restore hope, joy, and love to the kingdom and get rid of cancer.
What do you believe was the significance in portraying cancer as a dragon?
Really just something that's bigger sometimes, or that could be viewed bigger than yourself when you get that cancer diagnosis. And I don't have never had cancer, but I've had my father that went through that experience. Just it's a scary thing. I mean, hearing that C word is a very, very scary thing to be diagnosed with that cancer. So having it be bigger than yourself and having this dragon be bigger than the tiny brave knights, that's the significance of the dragon, is just something that doesn't like joy, something that doesn't like happiness, something that kind of takes over your life or the kingdom. That's how it kind of correlates to the story and to children.
So, what would you say is the overall message of your book, Sir Ronald's Big Adventure?
Yeah, so the message of Sir Roland's Big Adventure is really just to never give up, and it shows the power of working together. When you could work together as a team, whether that team is your school that you go to, or your parents, or the community, your next door neighbor. From my experiences in doing 95 hospital visits, I've seen that it takes a village to fight cancer, just like it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a village to fight cancer. So it's really a community effort to be able to bring that joy, hope, and love to these children, and the message of not giving up and that you're not alone.
What do you feel that our audience can gain from reading your book?
Just the message that childhood cancer does exist. It's a big deal. It's still, only 4% funding of the government funding goes towards that research. That these children are brave, they're inspirational, and that they could always use our help, whether that's being supportive and just being there for them, or making a donation to their favorite charity, doing hospital visits, just doing their own little part, and just showing really the how inspiring these children are. It's really a good message, and it's a positive, and it's a fun book too. It's fun to read whether you have cancer or not. Even though it's about childhood cancer, it's, I guess, generic enough in the sense that it doesn't mention it multiple times throughout the book, but you gain the idea of what the book's about, and it's fighting childhood cancer.
So, what has been the most rewarding aspect of founding your nonprofit and also writing the book?
That's a good question too. It's really just being able to be around these brave kids. It's such a rewarding thing, and it's such a blessing, and it's something that I feel like it's my passion and my calling, something that God put on my heart. It's just so rewarding to be able to hear from these families and doing hospital visits, whether it's grandparents or parents, and or the child life team at the hospitals. which is one of the most rewarding, I think, professions that are out there. These child life specialists are unbelievable. I'm sure any family and kid could attest to that. But it's just being able to spend a small amount of time and hearing these families say, you know, my child hasn't gotten out of bed for weeks, but with these mascots coming in, they were really excited. So they got out of bed and we're able to laugh for the first time in maybe a few days. So just seeing it's really the hope that it spreads, the joy that it spreads, and the love and the win-win situation all around. Whether it's the hospital visit from my perspective or from the parents' perspective or the kids' perspective or even the child life team perspective, it's really a win-win situation.
Through your hospital visits and founding your nonprofit organization, have you learned any valuable lessons that you feel a lot of, because our audience is often centered around teenagers and those going through cancer and helping others with cancer. Do you feel that you've learned any valuable lessons that you feel that we should learn about?
Just to be grateful for what you have and who you have in your life. Gratitude is a big deal. It provides, you know, perspective. Maybe when you think that's why these kids are so amazing, they're not really focused on, you know, what toys I'm going to get or what am I going to wear at school. They're focused on how can I survive and what do I need to do and what can my doctors do to make sure that I beat this cancer. So it's really just the perspective of like, life is valuable, life is or can be short, and to hang on to those that we love and to have that gratitude and that perspective.
So what role do you think storytelling and reading books can play in helping people cope with cancer?
I believe it provides a healthy distraction to some of these children. Like, it allows them to use their imagination. It allows them to escape from being poked and prodded, whether that's their, you know, their chemo treatment or having an IV inserted or their port. It really just provides a healthy distraction for them and allows them to be kids, to escape and use their imagination.
What are some next step goals do you have for your nonprofit organization as well as your book?
Well, it's to continue to write. It's to get this book out there. My goal is to have it through a lot of effort and determination and just drive is to have it be a New York Times bestseller, to get it in the hands of every child who's battling cancer. And to really work with a lot of childhood cancer nonprofits and children's hospitals to try to get the book into those hospitals so that it benefits these families and these children. I have two new books that I've written that I just have to go through the whole process as well. So for the future of Bravery Books, it's just writing more children's books that are inspirational stories about health and the journeys that these children go through.
So I think that about wraps up all the questions we have. But before we end the interview, is there anything else you would want to share with our audience, as like a lot of people in our audience come from Cancer Kids First and are looking to help?
Yeah, you guys are amazing, by the way. You're really good at what you do. And these questions you came up with are spot on. They're wonderful. They could visit our website. It's braverybooksllc.com. It'll have the children that are in the book, pictures of them, some of their favorite charities that they've worked with, so they could check that out. Purchasing the book also helps. I think they'll really, really enjoy it. The illustrations are beautiful. The quality of the book is great. The writing shows a really good perspective and story that I think that anybody could really relate to, especially these children.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today and sharing more about your nonprofit and book.
Oh, I appreciate you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
So I think Mr. Zinsser's book really provides a great example of how art and literature can play a major role in the lives of those going through cancer. What do you think? So,
yeah, I agree. And I think it kind of connects to our last episode where we talked about how Hollywood portrays cancer and kind of the influence it has. And I think it's just showing that there's like recently and in more present day, there's a lot more like media forms, including like literature and Hollywood movies and films, including cancer in their topics and how that can like serve as a form of representation and empowerment for cancer patients. And I think that's a really positive and powerful form that isn't talked about as much. But because our audience is very team-based and like is people like looking to help kids with cancer or kids with cancer themselves, I think that just a message that I would give is to look for other ways to kind of find empowerment and hope through things that you can relate to, like through books that are based off children with cancer or like films that portray their lives or other things like that. I think in our modern age where like media is such a big thing in society, it's a really cool like thing that we have all these different mediums to portray cancer and to connect people as well.
I think it's also unique that what he mentioned was that cancer is not frequently mentioned throughout his book. He kind of portrays them in like a child's perspective by giving like the characters their own superpowers, like being able to fly and camouflage. And I think that's such a unique and like refreshing perspective in viewing childhood cancer by also bringing attention to like the whole situation and like how serious of a situation it is, but also making sure that it's not seen as sort of like this hopeless situation, but like a situation where there are people around to help them, sort of like how the characters were able to use their superpowers together to defeat the dragon. I think that's pretty unique.
Yeah, and I also think that's why I really like Mr. Zinsser's book, because it's a more like, it's geared more towards children. Because with like different mediums that we were talking about in our previous episode, like movies like The Fault in Our Stars, it's like very graphic, and while it is good that it's more of an accurate portrayal to some extent, that's not the most appropriate, like, or some parents may not find it as the most appropriate for young children. So I think that different mediums like Mr. Zinsser's book, which are unique in the fact that they do help empower kids with cancer in a unique way without maybe like mentioning it every page of the book, but like by you just knowing that the book is inspired by kids with cancer and it has like the journey of a kid with cancer, but in like a different way, in a more unique and creative way. I think that's a really cool outlet that he used. And I think that it's a very helpful thing that maybe should be implemented more within the like literature and also film industry.
I also like the personal touch you sort of like put into his book. Of course, like his personal experience with his father going through cancer, but also like the numerous hospital visits he's done in the past. He took the experience of multiple children and then being able to put them together in one book kind of really shows how this topic is something that Mrs. Zinsser really does want to talk about and that we really hope he can express in the future for his future books.
Yeah, and I think that's especially important because it's something that in like when we were talking about films that portray cancer, it's something that people that were actual cancer patients that did watch the films and reflected on them, they thought that it needed more personal touch, and that if directors or people like writing the film and the story had connected more with cancer patients, like, and seen what they go through and seen every step that like through their cancer journey, that can help with a more accurate portrayal. And I think that's exactly what Mr. Zinsser did in this like more creative outlet. And I think that that's really unique and cool because it like not only helps empower and is like empower kids with cancer and also is just a fun read for kids, but it also is very accurate to what they go through, but in like a more creative outlet, as I said before. And then also with his nonprofit Mascots for a Cure, I think that it's like also a very unique idea. I hadn't thought of the whole like using mascots, which is something that kids love so much and they see all the time in media too, online. Like I didn't like ever think that there was a nonprofit like that to help kids.
I think it stands as like a good example for teenagers as well, because a lot of times we focus on these nonprofit organizations that are created by adults who generally they don't cater towards like an audience for children. But I think this is a pretty interesting way in being able to appeal to like a child's attention and but also being able to spread information, but also, as we said, not mention cancer like in every single page, but being able to spread like information.
Yeah, I also think like with what you mentioned, like a lot of the nonprofits that we know, like even Cancer Kids First, They do a lot of important work and great work where they like do things that help children with cancer and that are like efforts like making packages or Christmas packages to give to kids with cancer and things like that. They're more like geared towards like helping kids with cancer, but less towards like their everyday lives, like how they can help like brighten their days with things like that. Like with Mascots for a Cure, where they'll like have kids in hospitals, like being able to meet their favorite mascots and see like all of your, like, see, he said there was one time where there were like 161 at one event, like 161 mascots. Like for kids, that's a really exciting thing. And it's more of like a normal thing that they may have done, even like whether or not they did have cancer or not. So I think that like using that as a method to kind of brighten their days is a really important thing.
So overall, I think Mrs. Zinser's book is pretty inspiring, and we encourage our audience to go check it out and read it.
Yeah. And if you or someone you know are looking to support childhood cancer patients and help them to experience a better childhood, but are stuck on how, Cancer Kids First may be the answer for you. Cancer Kids First is a nonprofit organization started by high schooler Olivia Zhang that aims to improve the childhoods of cancer patients. Through volunteer work, donations, fundraising, and the creation of this podcast, those working with Cancer Kids First work to further its mission. If you're interested, go to www.cancerkidsfirst.org/get-involved to get involved.
Another way to support the mission of Cancer Kids First is to listen to this podcast and follow us on our Instagram and TikTok at The Go Room Podcast and Twitter at @TGR_on air. You can also get in touch with us through our email, thegoroompodcast@gmail.com. Episodes will be airing 2 times a month.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of The Go Room Podcast.
If you have any ideas for or want to be involved with future episodes, make sure to check out the link in our Instagram bio.
Have a nice day, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye!